Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Fort Osage coach Brock Bolton. Coach, you know, it's been an interesting year in Class 5 and Class 6 and some of these other, you know, a lot of teams that hadn't been good before, hadn't had, you know, winning records, you know, Raytown's in the North Kansas Cities and, you know, teams like that in Class 5. And here we are, it's Fort Osage and Staley again in the quarterfinals. I think we've played this game a few times. You guys are playing really well right now. What do you like about your team as you've gone through the district championship?
I like that we're getting healthier, and we lost some major parts to our offensive line, and we've had some kids that had to step in early as sophomores and even started a freshman last week. But as we told them, they've played enough now. We don't consider them to be freshmen and sophomores anymore. So our O-line is finally starting to come together and play together after shuffling kids around every week, it seems like. So right now, that's been a strength for us. We've been able to run the ball thanks to them and the continuity of the offensive line.
Coach, you have multiple really outstanding football players, but talk to us for just a few minutes about Vaughn Young and what he brings to the table for you on both sides of the ball.
Vaughn Young's a leader year-round. He's the kid that you find in the weight room if you're looking for him. That's the first place you go look. He's a student of the football game. He organizes our defense for us. He's been a leader out there. He's played, this is 3 years from now. He started as a sophomore, and he's obviously one of our biggest hitters, too, and I think everyone realized that and recognized they got to find a way to block him, and they adjust a few blocking schemes every week for him and freeze up some other kids to make plays. He brings the same thing on offense. We, when you have a player like that, normally we don't play him on both sides of the ball. We've only done it with a few, like EJ Gaines, over the year, but we know how dynamic he is, whether it's blocking or with the ball in his hand, and we're going to find ways to get him involved in as many aspects as we can right now.
So you're not saying that Vaughn is going to go to the NFL, but he's the last guy since the guy who's in the NFL.
There's been a, yeah, I'm not saying that. He's good, and this time of year we got to lay it all out there on the line, and no need to save it for anything next week.
Well, you played Belton last week, and that was a team coming off a big win over a very talented Raytown team, playing really well. Coach Vaughn does a great job of getting them ready. But you guys came out, and it was tight early, but then the second half you pulled away. What did you see out of your defense that really did a good job of stopping a Belton offense that looked really good the week before?
Well, it took us a while to adjust. We didn't just shut them down like I would have wanted to. It's that new. They went to some old man football on us and put everyone in a box and foot-to-foot splits and said, we're going to run the ball, and if you can stop us, stop us. And there's really no way to practice that against that look, especially with a big physical offensive line like they had. We knew it was going to take our guys up front a little bit to adjust to it and get it figured out, but really we didn't make much adjustments. Our kids just started playing ball together, and their season wasn't coming to an end.
Coach, I think one of the biggest assets that Staley has is the quality of depth that they have at the running back position. There are multiple number of guys they use a lot. How does that present problems to your defense, and how will your defense have to be different than it was last week against Belton?
Well, all the running backs are unique, but they do a lot of the same stuff with them, and they keep them fresh, and they do a good job of that, and they like to give it to whoever has the hot hand. They're more of a spread team than what we saw last week, but we still have a pretty good feeling. We know what they like to do. They've always been a power counter team, and they want to kick you out and run off tackle, regardless of who they have at tailback, and they've had some good ones over the years.
Offensively, how important is it going to be for Ty to make not only good decisions in the passing game, but are you looking for him to try and get some running yards as well, because he's a pretty talented runner?
Against a defense like Staley, you have to make sure they honor all of everyone out there. And so, yeah, we're going to have to use them in the run game, make sure they count for them. And as, like you said, the passing game, holding onto the ball and not turning the ball over is going to be huge in the playoffs this weekend. And so, yeah, he needs to be able to make some quick, right decisions and get some yards in the run game for us.
And going back to your offensive line and the fact that you've had to play multiple people there, are you okay this week on your pass protection?
I feel like we are. We're really working the blitz game. Staley has some a really good blitz game when they want to bring it, and they present a lot of different looks, and the communication has to be right. And so I know we've been repping it a lot in practice and talking about it and watching film with the kids, and we're going to keep working it. And I think we should be all right, hopefully.
Well, historically, these games have been close, and special teams have come into play. How do you feel like that unit is playing for you right now?
I feel like our special teams has been a weapon for us this year. We had a couple letdowns here and there, but overall, that's one advantage to us going the two-platoon system. We put our starters out there, so we have seniors on and juniors across the board on our special teams, and we feel like that can be a big weapon for us and at least neutralize other teams' big weapons.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you, and we appreciate all you guys do for high school football.